Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We are here at Gillette Stadium. The afternoon guys, OMF, will be here at Gillette as well, but they'll be downstairs in the studio, and Bill Belichick will join them at 3:05.
I think he's going to be merry today. If I had to describe him with one word.
Oh, I would go so far from merry.
You don't think merry?
You'd have to clear customs and immigration to get to merry from where he's going to be today.
Because the best was last year when we were talking with Belichick, and Michael Holly would always try to make a prediction on how he was going to be.
And he was horrible at it.
He was never right. He was never right.
Oh, he's going to be so good today.
He's going to be, and then he'd even like randomly be like, I don't think we're going to get his best stuff. And then it would be. It'd be like the best one of the year. And you're like, this one seems pretty predictable. Like, you don't need to outthink it. Like, they played terribly. There was nothing to get excited about. They got worked by, and for him too, a former player to get smacked around, to get outcoached. They did. They got outplayed, certainly, but they also got outcoached yesterday. So there's not a whole lot to be excited about.
He wouldn't deny that,
I don't think. No, he'd be the first to say it, in fact. But that's what happened. So it's going to be hard to be in a good mood today.
This is courtesy of Tom E. Curran, who's
Love
a regular
Tom
on the
yeah,
program.
Sure is.
This is one of those weird things. The Patriots lead the NFL in strength of victory by a wide, wide margin.
So if they were going for a BCS bowl, they'd be in good shape?
The teams that they beat are a combined 36, 23, and 1. Of course, wins over Kansas City, Houston, and Chicago leading the way there. Mm. Their strength of victory is 568. The three teams that they've lost to are a combined 11 and 16. Now think about that for a minute.
Yeah, well, the Lions suck.
Yeah.
The Lions are terrible. They were terrible then, and they're terrible now. Like that is the most inexcusable loss still, even with Matt Patricia. That one makes no sense. Jacksonville, I thought was good then. They've sort of proven out. Like
maybe not so good.
Maybe it's chemistry issues. I don't know what their problem is. We know they have a bad quarterback. You know, they have the worst quarterback out of the group. Because Tennessee's not a terrible team. I thought the Patriots were certainly going to win. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, if you beat Kansas City and lose to Detroit, that alone might sort of explain how those strength of victory numbers can be kind of thrown off.
I'm curious. I'm sure you're curious.
I'm curious as a cat, Dale. That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
Do they?
Yes.
I've never heard that one before.
Well, I don't have a lot of friends. they're never around.
So I'm curious how the folks at Nashville handled the victory on their local radio broadcast.
Let's have a listen.
I'm going to guess it sounded somewhat different than what we might have heard here
probably
during the course of the game. So we'll take you by magic of radio.
Let me tell you this. The first thing is that we jumped in. They had a promo kind of promoting themselves. So we'll hear that first.
Ooh, a promo.
Sports Talk. ESPN. 102.5 The Game.
The little woodshed reference.
The Patriots behind the woodshed.
What'd they do back there? My goodness.
Now you heard
that,
right.
Can they say that on the radio? Do they have different rules in Nashville as we do in Boston? They're allowed. That's okay.
Now you heard that. They said they cover the Titans like no one else.
I'm guessing they don't have the games, so they need to be creative. I understand that.
So then we were listening, and here's the first thing we got out of them.
And we've got the Vanderbilt women tonight right here against the Govs of Austin Peay.
Well, the Vandy women, first of all, that's SEC
and
country.
I'll tell you right
there.
Now, you play very Austin good. Peay, you can throw the record books out
Austin
the window.
Austin Peay, a heated rival, a non-conference rival, I assume, but you get Austin Peay down there.
The Vanderbilt women against Austin Peay. That's what they opened with?
The Lady Commodores down there.
They had bigger issues, though.
Searched for the game and couldn't find it. Because I don't have Pac-12 network. Yeah, I don't have it.
If Bill Walton was doing the call, unfortunately, that's the one channel you don't get on DirecTV. I don't know why that is.
So, these guys, Deion Lewis, if you ask him, they just won the Super Bowl. And these guys are breaking down Vandy women and how to find the Pac-12 network.
So here in Boston,
that is an elusive channel.
It is like Armageddon.
Yeah, well, people care about football
here. The
end
of the earth here because
people
the Patriots stunk yesterday.
People really care about it.
In Nashville, Vandy women against Austin Peay.
What's their preseason rank? I mean, that would be a concern, I guess, of mine. And where the hell is the Pac-12 network?
Not on DirecTV.
No, you're not going to find it there. Although, I think that's wrong.
By the way,
I think you probably can't.
Where is Austin Peay? Speaking of where is.
I'm going to go out on a limb, Dale, and say Tennessee. Because it's an early season. We can have our crack staff.
You know who would follow this stuff?
Who's that?
David Price. Vanderbilt grad.
Yeah, he is. He and Jay Cutler.
He might have been at the Vander Austin Peak.
Clarksville, Tennessee. Our crack staff.
Boom.
Got it.
There I got it. I said Tennessee. Well, so Circle gets the square.
They did jump into some pro sports here.
And Willie, as you know, a lot of Predators fans still,
there you go, Dale.
When they list Preds the teams action? They love to hate, the Ducks are very near or at the top of that list because of some of those playoff battles.
They hate the Ducks. Oh, they hate the Ducks.
All right, Rossi.
Because of the playoff battles.
Rossi, are we picking and choosing to make them look really stupid?
We are not. We
don't have to do that.
I had a plan. We're going to listen at high noon.
High noon? Okay, good. High noon is sort of the money hour, if you will.
Is the midday money hour, and these are what the topics they went from. Vanderbilt women to Vanderbilt football, how they couldn't find the game, to a little bit of hockey talk, but they did.
Fact of that, well, let me stop you right there. I'm guessing, just from the outside, now I'm not as familiar with that station as maybe I should be, they don't do Titans Monday. We do a Patriots Monday. Yeah, you kind of know what you're going to get here. We're going to break down the Patriots game for you. Titans Monday may not exist on this station.
It doesn't sound like it, but they do.
Nashville's best sports talk. ESPN. 1025 The Game.
Nashville.
But they did get to the game a little bit.
Self-described best sports talk,
well,
I'm guessing.
I mean, go ahead and argue it if you think you can. I'll wait.
Fair.
All right, so they did actually
they got to the game?
Discuss the
big, nuts and bolts
the big
of this
upset
thing?
Last night?
Because, as you know, right now it is translating to television. The ratings in this market are good. People are watching. People are paying attention.
Sure.
People want us to talk about it. And that's a good thing.
But we won't.
We just haven't exactly seen that on showing up the final thing, showing up to the stadium and bringing that true home field advantage. And I know it's not just the Titans. It's everybody in sports deals with these challenges.
So I think the fans are starting to slowly turn around and the crowds are starting to slowly pick up. But you're
Mike
right.
Vrabel
they're not
wants
there
to
yet.
Take
they
yeah,
but he's like, my God.
It's an uptick. It's not a full buy-in.
Nobody talks Titans football like 1-0 whatever the fan down there. Nobody does it. They're talking about ratings and how people want us to talk about it. But get in the car at high noon and we're going to be breaking down where to find the Pac-12 network. These guys should be celebrating. These guys should be sticking their chests out and saying, hey, Titans football is here. Mike Vrabel is the future. He is going to be better than Jeff Fisher. He is going to get this team to the Super Bowl. They took him to the woodshed, for God's sakes, Dale. Now they can't find the Pac-12
behind
network.
Behind the woodshed.
Behind the woodshed, no one covers the Titans.
No one.
Well, no one must be trying down there.
No one covers the Titans. That's a
no, period. No, period.
Do they have like 7 all sports stations and we just caught the one that doesn't talk
maybe
about
they
no.
do. It's like Houston? Or do they have they
No,
have,
they have 2. This okay. one was the only one with local coverage. The other one was Jim Rome, and I didn't think we really cared for Jim
Wait, so,
Rome.
So
Wait
their choices were
this is
Jim
it?
Rome on one station.
This is the only local program?
Or Vandy women's basketball against Austin Peay on the local.
You know a lot of Predators fans still
Preds.
When they list the
Preds.
Teams they love to
that.
Hate.
So the Predators, Vanderbilt. So my guess is they have the Predators games on their
That's
air,
good guess.
And they have Vanderbilt sports.
Vanderbilt women.
And Vanderbilt
We've
women
got
sports.
The Vanderbilt women tonight right here against the Govs of Austin Peay.
The Govs
of Austin Peay. Here's another album from Jason Aldean. Here he is.
Hey. We'll be big.
So they just mix and come. They have to do it. It's like, this is a sports station. Like, this is the
I
new
mean,
one
in Boston.
Garth Brooks.
It's hard to get, you know, like, college basketball and football on the radio.
Oh,
they're carrying women's sports.
We
down
didn't
there.
Talk about BC Clemson for more than 5 minutes.
It was pretty bad.
No, I don't have Pac-12 network.
Oh no.
So, look. So why would Vanderbilt be on the Pac-12 network anyway? Or maybe they're talking about another game.
They were scouting.
They were scouting Oregon
maybe
State.
They were playing, I don't know where
they played USC.
Yeah, but wouldn't their game also be on, like, the SEC network or one of those?
Bill
locally?
Walton was doing the call. Unfortunately, that's the one channel you don't get on on DirecTV. I don't know why that is.
And so that was a guess.
Rossi, how long did you listen to this station? Or did you
40
have
minutes of content.
40 minutes of the show.
And we've given folks the highlights?
And the only thing they said about Patriots-Titans was that the ratings are good. People want to talk about it.
But they're not going to the games.
And they're not going to the games, but they're kind of going to the game. I know a million Patriots fans that were there.
I think that's kind of how that conversation started.
So that's what they were upset with.
Because one of the things I read about
it's a cool city. I mean,
I love going.
We've got the Vanderbilt women tonight.
You got them down there.
So I also read on Twitter that apparently the invasion of Patriots fans was so dramatic that in the bars after the game, people hit several bars that ran out of Bud Light.
Is that right?
They, like, ran out. I got no
just
more
fresh
for
out?
You.
I mean, Boston people can't drink something else?
Well, apparently, they were going heavy on the Bud Light.
All right. Well, that's pretty good. So they would wish they played the Patriots every year because
folks,
they did really well.
And apparently Patriots fans drank the town dry.
Good for them.
Well,
why else? You're going
to
Nashville?
They were trying to forget what they watched.
It's a long weekend for some. Not for us. But for some.
I noticed that we're working today.
Oh, the best commute ever today. Flew in here. Flew in. Yeah. And boy, are my arms tired.
I feel cheated today. I mean, a day when I wanted to go to Brighton.
Well, hey, it was great. Nobody's working today, so good for you. So enjoy Nashville. You got absolutely smashed in the game, but at least you could still walk around the city. And then on your way to the airport, you listen to those guys. Now, Ross, what's the name of that program? Do you have the name?
One second. Let me look that up again.
I think that's going to help us. If we can get the name, then to them, we can go back to these guys later on. Because, hey, this could be wild card weekend. Could be Patriots hosting the Titans. It could happen.
It's just I'm not going to tell people how to do their jobs.
Okay.
Everybody gets to decide on their own. But wouldn't NFL football sort of be the straw that stirs the drink? Even
especially you just beat the Patriots. Everybody else is talking about you. This is one of the big stories nationally.
That was the big time program of Darren and Donch.
Donch?
Darren and Donch.
Donch.
That's got to be short for something.
Took the Patriots behind the woodshed.
No, that was Darren talking, not Donch.
That was Darren, yeah.
Titans take New England behind the woodshed.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what they did after that, but let's just say it was graphic.
One covers the Titans.
And against the law in 11 states.
Let's just leave it at that. Behind the woodshed, their bloody corpse remains there. Like, what? Hold on.
Nobody covers the Titans like Darren and Donch.
No one covers the Titans.
Yeah, where's that Pac-12 network? Not on DirecTV, I'll tell you that much.
TV network.
What a little Titans talk, guys. That seems odd
to
me.
And the Govs from Austin Peay.
No, Austin Peay.
I don't have Pac-12 network.
No.
Oh, man.
Donch, you got to get Pac-12 network. They got some good stuff. Every once in a while you run into a Colorado game or a UCLA match. You gotta get that channel.
And we've got the Vanderbilt women tonight against
the Govs
of Austin
Peay.
Tonight.
I mean, some of you might be watching Monday Night Football. Some might be going for Raw.
No, we've got.
And we've got
the
Vanderbilt
women.
I'm
so excited about the Titans down there. They should be. Now, I don't know how far this team is going to go, but a rookie head coach, you got a young quarterback, and you just smacked around the Patriots. Like, that is as exciting a Monday as they've had in Tennessee probably since the late, great Steve McNair.
Deals with these challenges.
So I think the fans are starting to slowly turn around.
They're getting there, Donch. Well, guess what? If you guys talked about it more, it might help. Their people are kind of thinking about watching the Titans again.
Maybe if you left the Vanderbilt women's basketball program for just one brief shining moment and
that's a
swing
really,
it over to the NFL product.
That's really screwy to me.
People want us to talk about it.
Try it. Go, come on.
We've got the Vanderbilt women.
Did you like the game? Did you not like the game? What's your takeaway? God. So at least Malcolm Butler, one thing you can say about him down there.
Nobody knows.
Not getting criticized at all. That's a great place to go. If you want to go and never get criticized, never get insulted, apparently go play there. It's a cool city.
Oh, it's a great city.
You could give up a million touchdowns. Nobody's going to talk about you. Now, the downside is if you win, if you have the biggest win of the weekend, they're also not going to talk about you, apparently.
That's the bad news. Len is in Lynn. Hey, Len, how you doing?
Lynn.
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
What's going on? I just wanted
to know why you guys are not spending any time looking at the schedule with the Steelers coming up.
Because it's several weeks away,
Lynn? Yeah, it's a little – they got a bye week right now.
And then they got a Jets game.
Then they got the Jets, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't worry about those teams.
I take it day to day.
Your QB is hobbled. Hoyer is probably going to take over.
Yeah.
Hoyer.
Well, if that's the case, then it's going to turn into the Darren and Don show up here real quick.
We'll be talking about BC women's basketball.
We've got the Vanderbilt women.
That's us.
I want a C-note last night based on my pick of the Titans.
Congratulations, Len.
It's illegal to bet on sporting events in this state.
Oh,
Len.
You leave Len alone. You leave Len alone. He's out there making a living.
This among friends.
How'd you celebrate, Len? How'd you celebrate that win?
Oh, I had a cigar and a beer and what the hell, you know?
That's good modest living right there. Mixing a little Overwatch. Have yourself a night.
Overwatch?
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2? That's a nice night.
I'm looking forward to the terrible towels. That's my hometown.
Oh, I couldn't tell, man. I kind of thought you were from Lynn
over with
for sure.
Come
I thought
on,
you were there forever.
Here.
Well, go Steelers. We're getting the Steelers calls already? mean, I'm ready for the
they
Steelers calls, but
to
now
go
they're a as it relates, Len, to the Steelers against the Patriots in the playoffs, I wouldn't put too much money on your Steelers because it has not gone that way time and time again. They don't scare.
All you have to do is ask Len.
Len, it's going to be a big game, but you know, can we wait a little bit? It's a few weeks away, is it not? Patriots still got to win the bye week. Then they got to win the Jets game.
It's the second bye week.
I love
you guys aren't talking enough about the schedule and the Steelers games.
We are not talking enough about the schedule. Oh. Have him call in Darren and Donch.
Darren and Donch can't wait to talk about the
schedule.
So,
actually, okay. Let's pull up the schedule, shall we?
Okay.
So, they have a bye week.
Yeah. Then
they got
a second bye week.
Jets.
We've got the Vanderbilt women.
No, they don't have Austin. They have Austin P. Right here. Then they have the Vikings.
Yeah, that's 3 weeks so far.
Then they have the Dolphins.
Okay, there's 4 weeks.
Then they have the Steelers.
5 weeks from now.
So December 16th.
Maybe we should.
We have over a month away for that game.
Well, we need to build up for it.
Oh, my God.
Man. 617-779-7937.
That guy had a few cigars? Is that what you're telling me? I wouldn't have seen that coming either.
No. 617-779-7937.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Who is most to blame?
Tom Brady. He the GOAT. Mm. A GOAT's supposed to do GOAT things, right? Mm. That's what I've been told.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we give him all the credit. We talk about Tom Brady did this against the Legion of Boom in the fourth quarter. Oh, did you see what he did to Patrick Mahomes? He outgunned Patrick Mahomes.
Well, he did.
Okay, what did he do yesterday? Only one quarterback had a worse completion percentage than the GOAT, than the MVP of 2018, Josh McCown. Mm. Tom Brady completed 51%. 20 incompletions? What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Look, he was bad yesterday.
They all were. The whole team was
he
bad.
He wasn't alone.
He shared in that.
Offense, defense, special teams. Every aspect of the game was bad. Tom Brady was bad. His receivers were bad. There is not a single player you'd point to and say, hey, you know what? That wasn't bad. I can't think of a guy.
No. If I had to pick one, maybe Edelman. Edelman had a stretch there. He caught 9 of the 12 passes thrown his way. He went for over 100 yards. He got hit a bunch. He kept getting up. And then ultimately, he had to leave the game. But fourth quarter, you know, they ended up pulling Brady anyway. But he might be the one guy that, you know, didn't play bad, right? Like, everybody else was kind of a mess. That was, you know, one of James White's worst games that he's had all year. It was one of the offensive line's worst games. Stephon Gilmore's worst game. I mean, go down the list. You know, even Steven Guskowski, not a good game for him. Like, everybody across the board, it was actually pretty amazing because normally you'll see, oh, they picked on one player or, you know, a guy on the offensive line gave up a couple of sacks or, you know, a receiver had a couple of drops. It was pretty much across the entire board that they all played poorly.
Do we think this is fixable over the course of the next 2 weeks? The things that you saw yesterday, is this just, you know, the blip on the radar screen? As we said, we've seen them throw some stink bombs out there in the past, but you correctly pointed out they're generally early in the year.
Yeah, this week 10 thing,
they don't throw things like that out this time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to give up on Brady, and that's what it really comes down to, like how your quarterback plays. Because for the last several years, he has had to make up for other spots, you know, whether it's the defense, you know, 14, I think the defense was really solid. But in other years, it was kind of more on Brady getting the most out of his guys. And as bad as he was yesterday, this little bit of a slump, if you want to call it that, I'm not bailing on him yet. Like, he's not the MVP of the league. He's not playing like that. He's not playing like he was a year ago.
A Pro Bowl quarterback.
He might not even be a Pro Bowl quarterback, which is crazy. But I still think you can win with him. And they're going to win the division. And then at that point, you know, if you do want to get ahead of yourself, do you say, all right, is this the year that Pittsburgh beats the Patriots? Or is this the year that Andy Reid gets back to the Super Bowl? Or is this the year that Bill O'Brien makes it to the Super Bowl with that team? Like, they're in the mix. They're one of the teams in the AFC. To me, they're no longer the clear-cut team to beat. They're not. They're not the best team in the AFC, but they're one of a handful of teams that can still win it as bad as it was yesterday.
Tom Brady right now has a completion percentage of 65.2. He's thrown for 2,748 yards, 17 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Quarterback rating for the season, 94.7. If he finished the season today, it would be his lowest quarterback rating since 2013.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a step down. You know, there's no way around it. Now, he has 7 interceptions on the year, but you remember, you go back a few weeks, there was the one game where he threw 2 picks, and they were both on the receivers.
Right.
I think one might have been Gronk, one might have been Hogan. Like, those were, so maybe you shouldn't
have
7. But
there are times also when the receivers break up.
Exactly.
Should be interceptions.
You can't go. You can't do that because we're not doing that for the other guys. We're not going through Patrick Mahomes. We're not going through everybody else. So that's where he's at right now. He's turning the ball over more. And even 65% completions, that's not bad. You know, I think his career is 64. The trend now in the NFL is for well above 60. You guys in the 70s now, which is insane. But that's where it's at. Not to make excuses for him because he doesn't need them, but he's played in 10 games. Edelman's only played in 6. Gronk's played in 7. Josh Gordon's played in, what, 6 or whatever it is. You know, maybe he doesn't get the full complement of guys out there. You know, you can't always rely on that, but we haven't seen what it might look like consistently with that group out on the field.
By quarterback rating, Tom Brady is 16th in the NFL going into Monday night tonight.
Smack in the middle.
By quarterback rating, that's where he stands right now.
Wow.
Yards per game, and we'll just, because it's a thing, it's a number out there.
You can't even find him.
There he is. 12. He's 12th.
Yeah, so again, I mean, in the top half, but outside of the top 10. And with his incentives having to all be top 5, I mean, he's
completion
he's
percentage, he's 18th.
Which really speaks more to what the NFL is. Because if you said
65%
is 18th, think back to some of these Hall of Fame quarterbacks. They wouldn't even sniff 65%. Some of them
there
be
are 5
60.
Guys at 70 or above.
Yeah, it's insane. What's Drew Brees knocking on 80?
77.3.
77% of his passes he completes.
I mean, think about this now. Tom Brady is 18th in the NFL in completion percentage.
Yeah.
If he has made his bones on anything, it's his accuracy, his decision making. Puts the ball where it needs to be. You know, always has the right guy to throw to. Now, it's not all his fault, and I'm not trying to say it is. What I'm saying is,
goat's supposed to do goat things, right?
But you think about it, some of those guys that rank above him, they would rather have his weapons. You know, some of the guys above
Eli
him don't
Manning
have, yeah.
is ahead of him in completion percentage. Eli Manning is 8th.
Ugh.
Tom Brady, think about this. Tom Brady is 18th. Eli Manning is 8th in completion percentage.
Who's like 17th and 19th? Like, who's the area that he's in?
17th is Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, okay, there it is. That's bad.
But 19th is Deshaun Watson.
So he's in
and
between,
Jameis Winston.
He's in between Watson and Trubisky. And Winston, what do those three guys have in common? They're all on their rookie deals. Like, those guys are all extremely young. And now you have a guy who's been playing for 20 years. That number is pretty surprising. So, yeah, he's certainly not going to hit his incentives, but it also does go to show you that the season that he has had, there has been a bit of a drop-off, but, you know, they still got more games to play, and they're going to have to shake it off. Because if he plays like this, they're losing Wild Card Weekend. Like, that's it. They're done. They'll lose a game at home if he plays like that.
And then you start to think about, okay, what about next year? If he finishes somewhere in the middle of the pack, quarterback-wise, in the NFL this year,
is that enough for him to say,
is it
going to
be better
done?
Next year?
I don't know. I mean, well, how does he – because the other thing is –
see, I think if he feels he's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback –
he doesn't want to play.
Exactly.
Right.
I think at that point he says, you know what, I don't suck necessarily, but if I'm right smack dab in the middle of the quarterbacks in the NFL, that's not my legacy.
And then Gronk's out the door. The only thing keeping Gronk here is Brady, right? Like, that's sort of, you know, circling back to our conversation about Gronk, how a lot of people, myself included, think this is the last year for Gronk. And one of the things that would keep him here is his desire to play with Brady. So, I mean, you could go from all of a sudden, you know, being the best team in the AFC, you know, losing in the Super Bowl last year, to being a Super Bowl favorite this year, to having both of those guys gone. I mean, imagine Bill Belichick coaching the Patriots without either guy. That seems pretty crazy, but that could be the reality.
Now, there are those out there who will tell you that's exactly what he wants.
I don't know if he wants it.
No, we've heard. Remember, he wants to show
that
he can win one without Tom
Brady. See, I think he would embrace it. I don't think he wouldn't like want it. He wants the best team possible. I think that's what everybody would know. Now, then the Jimmy Garoppolo trade, Dale, we would do months and months on that. If Brady only gave you one more season after that trade,
Yoosh.
There was some Jimmy Garoppolo stuff yesterday as well. I don't know if you saw this.
I don't
Lucy,
think so.
One of our producers.
Yes. What's Lucy doing?
What's her name? Mia.
Oh, Kiara Mia.
Kiara Mia.
One of the MILF nominees, top MILF scenes.
She said Jimmy Garoppolo is the only person who made her tap out.
What?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, Dale. Can you please explain this to the listener?
She called him the Energizer Bunny.
Is there anything this guy can't do?
Well,
besides stay healthy.
Playing a football game on a Sunday.
So, wow. I'm going to have to really wrap my head around that. That is very graphic. Rossi, do you have any thoughts on that?
He probably used the ankle lock. It's really tough to get out of that one. Probably tapped her out right there.
Camel clutch.
Mia said Garoppolo is the only guy to ever make her, quote-unquote, tap out, and gave him the nickname of the Energizer Bunny. She also set the record straight and explained that they met on social media and that it was a real date, claiming she did not get paid.
I didn't think she got paid.
Stronger.
Really?
Bigger than he's ever been.
I thought she's, if anything, I don't know. I didn't think she got paid. I didn't think anybody
got
paid.
You thought he did?
I thought they were just out on a date.
Well.
So apparently there's more than a date.
I'm just saying that she apparently.
So apparently they had more than just a nice fine meal.
Thank you, Lucy, for posting that.
Good find, Lucy.
Good job, Lucy.
Good stuff.
Because
Jimmy Garoppolo's still having a good season, despite the injury.
Evidently, way more impressive than we even gave him credit for.
Wow, and you think about sort of the experience that she has, and for her to say that about him, that is really high praise.
High praise indeed.
Yeah.
Eric's on the cell phone. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
Hey, sorry about that, fellas.
That's okay. Right. Go ahead.
Tom's hurt.
So he's saying he's 100. He's saying he feels great, but so you just think he's lying
hurt.
About that.
There was a play yesterday on the sidelines. He was third in like nine, and someone broke left on the sidelines, and he threw it side on. I don't know if you remember the play I'm talking about, and it missed by a pretty comfortable margin. And I turned to my buddies, goes, that's the sign of someone who's hurt. He's good on the long throws because he can fully extend his arm, I think. But the short stuff is where he's thrown behind people. I think he's hurt, and I think that's just the deal. The reason we're not seeing Brady is he's hurt.
You bring up an interesting point. I don't know that he's hurt, but it's pretty unusual, as we've all noticed, to have Brian Hoyer in the football game with 7 minutes left.
No, it's a good point. I mean, you know, his sort of injury history has been kind of weird. And I'm not suggesting that teams don't lie about injuries and, you know, don't post stuff or whatever. But, you know, when he's missed practice before, they've reported it. When he's been limited, they've reported it. But I wouldn't rule anything out. I mean, and a lot of times we've gone over the list of 40-year-old quarterbacks who try to play and then can't. And what's really the common theme for why they end up having to leave? Not they don't want to play anymore, but their body's breaking down due to injury. Like, right, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, all these guys, they ended up, it's just they're hurt and they can't do it. So certainly something to keep an eye on.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, a couple of quick things that we didn't get to throughout the course of the day. Do you want to go sad news there?
I'll go sad news right out of the chute here. Stan Lee. The creator of so many great comic book characters has passed away, 95 years old, for Stan Lee, the genius behind so many things. Fantastic Four, X-Men, Daredevil, I mean, go all down the line. He's also had cameos in every single one of these MCU movies, a lot of the TV shows. Just an incredible run, very influential in the hashtag dork world for sure.
And we know who's a primary
candidate
for there.
That's right, so 95 years for Stan Lee.
What else you got?
Imagine this now, and I'm not, you know, we haven't talked Bruins a lick today, despite the fact that that station in Tennessee is doing a lot of Predators talk.
They did a lot of Preds, yeah.
But as we sit here today, David Pastrnak leads the National Hockey League in goals by 4.
He had a nice weekend.
He's got 16 goals in 17 games.
Good pace.
He was named the NHL's first star of the week. He is on a pace for, somewhere around 60, 65 goals on the season. We probably won't get there, but... you've got a remarkable talent in your midst right now, and a guy who is putting up goals at an unbelievable pace. Another hat trick this weekend.
Yeah.
His second of the year, his fourth of his career already.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know, and really that whole top line, how good they've been, you know, no matter what the Bruins are doing, it seems like that line has been great. And Pasternak, really, you got to say, one of the great goal scorers in the league right now. Like, just because you lead the league doesn't mean you're the best goal scorer, but he's in that conversation. He proved it last year, and he's doing it again this year.
He's one of nine players in the league right now on a pace to score 50 or more goals. Nine. There wasn't one who did it last year.
Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, that might be hard to ask, but with this start, I mean, he better score 40 goals or it'll be a disappointment. It'll be a letdown the rest of the way. I mean, barring injury, he better cruise past 40 goals.
Our thanks to Doug Lane, who engineered down here for us, and the nice folks at Gillette who hosted this whole thing, and our clients and customers who joined us here. The Big Show. Listen to me going back.
It is the Big Show.
OMF is coming up next. They are downstairs here at Gillette Stadium, and Bill Belichick will be on that program at 3:05 today. That might be must-listen-to radio.
It is, for sure.
Willie McGinnis will join us tomorrow. We'll see you guys then. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
We're stopping by!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.